All right, good morning, Bereshis Rabbi Kron. So we're in the very bottom of Nun Amid Aleph by the two dots. That says Zehemid, the Midrash. So this next part refers back to the Mishnah that we had done a couple of weeks back. And the Mishnah basically said that they had learned that when it comes to a, basically for rules of inheritance, right, that if there's a ksuba that a man has to his wife, and then there's inheritance. The sons inherit the whatever that was in the ksuba, and the daughters are sustained from the husband's property. So, in other words, the sons are inheriting and from the estate, and from that same money that's in the estate, they have to support the daughters that are there. So that's Zeh Midrash Darash Rabbi Eliezer of Bnei Chacham is going to Nun Amud Beis. Yosef Rav Yosef Kameh de Rav Hamnuna. So Rav Yosef was learning before Rav Hamnuna. Yosef Rav Hamnuna, Vakam Rav Hamnuna, sat and he said, Kishem She'ein Habanim Yorshim Elo Min HaKarka. Just like the sons will only inherit from real property meaning like land or something like that, not what's known as metaltla, not movable property. Kach einabonos izonos elamina karka. So too, the daughters are supported only from the real property. So in other words, if as part of the estate there is both land as well, or karka as well as movable property, the implication is that the only thing that the sons are inheriting is the real property, the karka, and the same property is what's being used to support the daughters. And anything that's metaltlin, anything that's movable property, is excluded from both the inheritance and both from supporting the daughters. So avishalei kuli amret. Everyone was not happy with this. Everyone's like, what are you talking about here? The Shavik, Arahu, the Yarse Lebane. Are you saying that when someone leaves Karka, he leaves like real property for his children, the sons inherit him? But Lo Shavik, Aralo, Yarse Lebane. If all they have is Betaltlet, if they happen to have, you know, a bushel of apples or whatever it is, or something else movable that they don't inherit it, how is that possible? That doesn't seem like the law of inheritance. The law of inheritance seems to be that it would apply to both things. So why are we saying that the only thing that they would get is the actual karka, the real property? So Amalei Rav Yosef, that maybe what we're talking about is something different. V'dilma ksuvas banin dichrin kamarmar. Maybe we're talking about a special ksuba that was written. So maybe what we're talking about here is where the husband had multiple wives, and he had children from multiple wives, and based upon that, he had specific ksuba is written that only included or excluded certain types of properties. So Rav Hamnuna answered, Amalei Mar Gavra Rabahu the other Mar Kamani. Rav Yosef was very smart. He knew exactly what I was talking about here. That in that case where there's only where the ksuba only talks about the real, when there's a difference between, well, you know, more than one ksuba, then if there's real property that's designated, then that's what we're talking about here. So Amar Rav Chiya Bar Yosef, Rav Zan Mechite De Alia. So Rav, he would support orphan girls from the what's known as Mechite De Alia, the wheat of Aliyah. We'll talk about what the Aliyah means, but from wheat. Now wheat, as we know, is not karka. Wheat is movable property, right? So he's supporting these orphan girls from these movable property. So Ibai Lahu, so they asked, what are we talking about here? Parnasa Havie, are we talking about supporting them? If you look at Rashi, Parnasa Havie, it's a little more than half of the way down. Glomazonos Helia, we're not talking about the actual support. Ella Parnasas Nedunya, we're talking about a dowry. Lishnava, Higabi Metaltele. So maybe what he's saying is we're not talking about supporting them, we're talking about creating a dowry for them to get married. So maybe when we're talking about a dowry, that's where he would use the metaltel in the wheat, the movable property, to create that. And umay aliyah, when we say the wheat of aliyah, what is that talking about? Mi'ulya da'av kedishmuel. We're talking about that Shmuel had this concept that you would do an estimation of how generous the father was. If you knew the father was very generous, you would give more. And if you knew he wasn't so generous, you would give less. To Amar Shmuel, the Farnasa, when it comes to this dowry, Shamim Ba'av, you assess what the father would have wanted to do. You figure out, how generous the father would have been in creating a dowry for his daughter. So we're assuming that maybe we're talking about here is the dowry, not the actual support. But, oh, Dilma, maybe, Mizori Mamish, maybe what we're talking about is, in this case of Rav, that was actually the support, the regular support he's talking about, where he would give them this metaltalin, this movable property. Umay Aliyah, what are we talking about when we use the word Aliyah? Midvarim Tovrim Shenarim Ba'Aliyah. We're talking about that these decrees that were made in the Aliyah, meaning in the upper chamber, that there was a period of time when there was all these decrees that were made by a bunch of Chachamim that were together. The Amar Rav Yitzchak Bar Yosef, Ba'Aliyah, in the upper chamber, Hiskino, they made a Takana, Shiabonos, Banos, Nizonos, Mina Metaltim. They made a Takana that the daughters should not only be supported by the Karka, by the land, but they should also be supported by even the movable property. So therefore, when he talks about the klita de aliyah, the wheat of the aliyah, it's talking about just giving wheat, and it's all based upon the fact that they made this takana when they were all together in this upper chamber in the aliyah. So we still have a question about, so what are we talking about? Is there a situation where you would support the daughters from the movable property, or is it only the case where you support them from the real property, from the karka? Tashma. So we're going to learn a proof that Rav actually gave them. We're talking about here is actual supporting them, and we're not talking about the dowry. Bidei derabi banai, achuya derabi chia bar Abba, that Rabbanai, the brother of Chia bar Abba, he was like the custodian, havi metaltalin the yasme. He had this metaltalin, this movable property that belonged to the orphans. So he was like the custodian for... So there, someone had died, and they left minor children. He was the custodian of the movable property. Asul kamei de Shmuel, and the daughters of the deceased came in front of Shmuel, and they wanted to claim that movable property. Armalei zilzun, he said. So Shmuel told Rabbanai, you should support them with the movable stuff. So my lava mazone, what are we talking about when we say support? Again, the overall question is, we have the Mishnah that said that the girls get supported, and we have this statement that they only get supported with the real properties. Here again, we're talking about metaltalin. So what are we talking about when we say they're supporting with the metaltalin? Are we talking about supporting them, or are we talking about dowry? Maybe we're talking about supporting them. Rav Yitzchak Bar Yosef, we're holding like Rav Yitzchak Bar Yosef. And Rav Yitzchak Bar Yosef was the person who said that back in the upper chamber, maybe then they would be supported with the metaltalin. So Gemara answers no. Lo hasam lefarnasa have. There, what we're talking about, it was for when it says parnasa, it's really talking about dowries. That's what Rashi explained. Again, we're only really talking about. For dowry, for nidunia, Ushmuel Latame, and this follows Shmuel. Damar Shmuel Lefarnasa Samin Ba'av. Again, this is what we just said, that Shmuel had the concept that what do you do when you have the situation of a father passed away, they have daughters, and they need to establish dowries for the daughters. They would evaluate how generous was the father. If the father was very generous, they would give them a lot. If it wasn't so much, it wasn't so much. And based upon this, Shmuel would say that you would also give them from not just the real property, but from the movable property, from the metaltalin. So we're gonna read a few different incidents of that seem to imply that you would not only give nidunia, not only give dowry, but you would also support the girls from the movable property. Have uvda bin Narda. So something happened in Narda. Vidun dani bin Narda, and the judges in Narda ruled that basically that the orphan girls could be supported from metaltalin once again. So again, this is a case where we're showing that the orphan girls are supported from the metaltalin, not just from the real property, from the karka. The Pumpadita, and something similar happened in Pumpadita. Agabe Rav Chana Bar Bizda. And Rav Chana Bar Bizda, what did he do? He collected the metaltalin from the movable property to support the orphan girls. In this case, we're specifically talking about support. We're not talking about dowries. But this isn't necessarily without controversy. Amalhu Rav Nachman. Rav Nachman told those same judges that were in Narda and Rav Chana Rav Bizda, Zil Aharu, go reverse what you did. What you did was wrong. V'ilo, and if not, if you don't reverse what you did, Magbina L'chul Apandaichu Minaichu, literally it means I'll go collect your mansions to give out for you. So what it's saying is that the ruling that you made here was incorrect, was wrong. And because you made an incorrect ruling, he had the right to say, if you don't pay them back, I'm gonna go take from your own property to repay the male orphans that you took this from, because the rule is that we should only be supporting them from metaltalin, from karka, not from metaltalin. So in the incident, we had a story in Narda, a story in Pumbedisa, where they would support the girls from the metaltalin, from the movable property. But it wasn't without controversy, where they were told that they did the wrong thing and they needed to undo it. Another case, Rav Ami, Rav Asi, several amazing metaltalin. They, Rav Ami, Rav Asi, were going to support orphan girls from metaltalin, from movable property. Amalhu Rav Yaakov Bar Idi, Rav Yaakov Bar Idi said to them, Milsa Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish La'avda Be'uvda, Rav Yochanan Reish Lakish, who were greater leaders and greater Amoraim than you, didn't do this. Asun Avdin Bar Uvda, you're going to go ahead and do this. In other words, who are you to go ahead and do this when the Gedolei Ador said wouldn't do this and wouldn't have done this? What right do you have to do this? So again, another case where people did this and it was controversial that they did this. Rav Elezer, several amazing metaltalin. Another case, Rav Elezer wanted to support the orphan girls from the metaltalin. Amar lefanav of Rabbi Shimon ben El Yakim, Rabbi Shimon ben El Yakim said to him, Rabbi Yodea Ani Bacha, I know you. She'ein mi nesadina ta'osa. You're not doing it to follow the law accurately. Elamidas Rachmana. So you're trying to be merciful. You recognize that there's a problem here. What he wasn't looking to do was to possess or take the property that belonged to the orphans that was movable property. But what he was really looking to do here was to, kind of schmooze up the male orphans and say, look, we have to support them. Let's give them money from here. And he was only doing it, he wasn't doing it, Pamina said Dan, he wasn't doing it as, because he was legally accurate. He was doing it to say, we need to show them Rachmanis. So he knows that that's why he was doing it. However, El Hashema Yeru Atami, the people will see what you're doing. V'yakavu halacha l'doros, and everyone will think that the halacha is that this is what you have to do. So even though he was doing it just to be kind, and he wasn't doing it by, taking the property and giving it out, but trying to negotiate on their behalf in the spirit of showing them kindness, because people will see him do that, they'll learn from him that he did the wrong thing, that he was doing this thing, even though he was doing it for altruistic reasons, people will think that it was really what you're supposed to do, when they'll learn the wrong thing. So again, another incident of where people were trying to support the female orphans with metaltalin, and there was, got pushback on it. Another case. Ahuda Asa, there was an orphan girl that Lakame le Rabbi Yosef. She came before Rabbi Yosef needing support. Armela Hope. And Rabbi Yosef told the heirs, Havalu Mitamre de Albuja, go collect from the dates that are on the mats and give it to them. So Rashi explains that what they would do is they would put these mats under the palm trees. And when the dates would fall off and they would be on these mats. And when they were ready to harvest them, they would harvest them directly from the mat. So bottom line is that these dates are movable property. They're not karka. And he would say, take from those dates and give them to use them to support these girls. Amalu Abaye, again, another case of challenging it. Ilu Balchov Havai, if he was a creditor and the creditor had the right to collect from karka only, from real property, Kihai Gavna Mihavi Yalvi Lamar, would he have done this same exact thing? So if he was a regular creditor who was only allowed to collect from karka, from real property, would he have done this, giving him these dates that were not karka, they're movable property? So clarification. Armelay Rav Yosef Dorbaye, The chazi lavude kamine. I meant the dates that were fit for the mats. Meaning these are dates that are still attached to the tree. Therefore, they're still kind of real property. They're still karka. That they're very ripe and they're almost at the point that you would detach them from the tree. They're like ready to be picked. So they weren't yet metaltalin, but they were about to be metaltalin. So he would say that would still qualify as being karka, even though ultimately you're going to, even though the way the term he used to describe them was for the mat, so turning to nun aleph on the top. Sof, you don't like this answer. Kol ha'omen l'gazes k'gazes dami. Anything that is about to be harvested as if it's already harvested. So this is just a technicality. So even though it's connected to the tree, this is really something that you're literally about to take off the tree and harvest. So you shouldn't be allowed to do that. So Rav Yosef answered, the tree chaladikal kamin. No, I wasn't talking about dates that were literally ready to pull off that were so ripe. But I'm talking about dates that still needed to remain on the tree, meaning that they were ripe, but they would still benefit from remaining on the tree, so that even though they were ripe, they weren't ripe enough. Another case, Ahu Yasam Viasoma da Asla Kaime Derav. There was a orphan and a boy and a girl that came before Kamil Derava. They came before Rava. Amahu Rava. Rava said to the people, the custodians for them, Halal Yasam Vishvila Yasoma. Give extra food to the boy so that he can support the girl. So this is, so if you think about this logically, so they're giving food, which is metaltalin, to the boy, which is fine, but they're saying you should use that to support the girl. So how does that work? Amrle Ravana l'Rava. The Rabbana answered Rava, v'humar hu, d'amrim mikarki lo metaltalin. Isn't he the one who said that they should only be collecting from karka, from real property, to support the girls, not from metaltalin? Ben Limazoni, Ben Luxuva, Ben Lafarnasa. And it doesn't matter whether we're talking about for Mizonos, we're talking about to support them, Ben Luxuva, whether we're talking about to fulfill the Xuba, or if we're talking about Parnasa, or we're talking about in order to provide support, meaning for the dowry. So why are we telling this boy to give the sister from metaltalin in order to support the girl? Armelahu, he answered him, Ilu ratza shifcha l'shamsho. If the boy had actually needed a maid to take care of him, like he's a young boy and he needed someone to take care of him, mili havenle, we would have to, as the custodians, we'd have to find the maid, a nursemaid, to take care of him. Kol shekein shahachad ikatarte. So we're really accomplishing two things with this. We're number one, not necessarily politically correct. Number one, we're giving him his sister to be his maid, so she'll take care of him, so we don't have to hire someone else to do it. And at the same time, we're also supporting her with food. So by virtue of doing these two things, we're kind of benefiting with both of these two things together. So based upon this, we would be allowed to do that. Okay, let's just go a little further. Tana Rabbana, we learned it in Bereisa. Echa nechashim sheyesh lahen achrayis. Echa nechashim she'en lahen achrayis. Mosin lazun isha, mosin lamazun isha v'lebanos. So we have another statement. The statement is that whether it's real property, meaning that there's property that's there that isn't subject to anyone making a claim of anything, that it is the type of property that someone could make a claim against, or whether it is property that is movable, metaltalin, and no one could really make a claim against it, you can collect from that to support the wife and the daughters of the person who passed away. Divrei Rebbe. Rebbe Shimon ben Elazar Omer, Nechasim Sheyesh Lahen Achrayis, if it is, we're talking about real property, karka or whatever, Motzein Labanos Bin Habanim, we take it from the sons to support the daughters, the labanos bin abanos, and we take it from the older daughters to support the younger daughters. So again, we seem to be taking this movable property and using it to support the daughters. We take it from whether we take it from the sons to support the daughters or from the older daughters to support the younger daughters. Vilabanim min abanim, and for older sons to support younger sons. Vilabanim min abanos benachasim merubim, and from the daughters, if there's a lot of property, if it's a large inheritance, you could also take away from the daughters in order to give back inheritances to the sons. So you have all this way of moving from one to the other, you know, regardless of the fact of whether it's karka or metaltolin. But we don't take property from the daughters from the inheritance of the sons if the sons have just a small amount of stuff. So that is talking about when there's not a lot for the son to inherit. You don't use up his inheritance in order to support the daughters. But if you have movable property, what do? You take from the older sons to support the younger sons. You take from the older daughters to support the younger daughters. And you take from the daughters, if there's not a lot, to give back to the sons to make sure they have an inheritance. But we don't take metaltolin, movable properties, from the sons in order to support the daughters. So therefore, again, this in a kind of roundabout way is saying that we don't support the daughters, again, from movable property, from metaltolin. So the Gemara says, Afagav the Kaimelan Halacha Rabbi Michaveiro, even though we have said that the halacha typically follows Rebbe in these types of cases, Hacha Halacha Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar. The halacha here would follow Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar, who says that you make a difference between karka and metaltolin. Amar Rava. Rava said that. Hilchasa mimi mekarke v'lo metaltolin. The halacha is that ksuba is paid only from the real karka and not from the metaltolin. And this, I guess, is specifically talking about when it comes to the girls. Ben l'ksuba, whether it is to pay out the ksuba. Ben l'mazoni, whether it is to support their needs. Ben l'farnasa, whether it is to create their dowry. So again, we're ending up by saying that another instance of saying that when it comes to movable property, when it comes to metaltolin, it's not used to support the daughters. It's only the karka, only the real property is used to support the daughters. So with this, we'll stop. We'll pick up again near Mitzvah Shem next week. But for now, everyone should have a wonderful day.